Welcome to Sports at Large. Like a summer thunderstorm that shakes up the atmosphere, a trio of actions has thrown the college sports landscape for a loop on the verge of a new school year, though folks hardly equate big-time college athletics and academics these days. Within a 24-hour period late last week, a group of college athletes moved to form a union. The two biggest college conferences threw their support behind a major piece of federal legislation, and two judges ordered the NCAA to restore eligibility to athletes who graduated this spring. Now, on the surface, these actions seem unrelated, but in this current climate, every seemingly harmless squall threatens to blossom into a tornado that could bring college sports to its knees. Bring it on! We start with the creation of the United College Athletes Association, a band of more than 100 women's basketball players, led by the entire Oregon State team, which filed a petition with state authorities to seek collective bargaining rights. Maryland senior Aluchi Okonowo has signed on as the UCAA's interim president, saying she's, quote, proud to help lead a movement that gives college athletes a real voice in the decisions that shape our lives and careers, unquote. Given universal opposition from the NCAA, the college conferences, and the Trump-led National Labor Relations Board, the effort to unionize faces long odds, but it's an effort worth pursuing. Meanwhile, leaders of the two most prominent college conferences, the Big Ten and Southeastern, have given their stamps of approval to a piece of legislation that purports to clean up college athletics, but rather would strengthen the hands of the power brokers who have made it a mess. Dubbed the Protect College Sports Act, the bill would raise the effective salary cap on monies paid to athletes while handing more control to the NCAA and the conferences. The SEC and Big Ten were holdouts on the bill, which is stalled in the Senate. That is, until language regulating how third-party money could be dumped into the system was fine-tuned to their liking. A vote could be scheduled for this week or postponed until after the Senate's August recess. The most immediate and significant events came from a Colorado federal judge and a Tennessee magistrate who ordered the NCAA to grant a fifth year of eligibility to athletes who just recently graduated. The NCAA recently enacted rules that give athletes 5 years to play their sport over a strict 5-year period from when they enter college, with few variances for things like injuries or other issues. However, the new rule begins with this year's academic calendar, leaving a host of students who just graduated in the spring without that fifth year. Assuming the judge's orders survive an inevitable appeal, athletes who graduate in high school in the 2022-23 school year will get one last year to play as well as enter the transfer portal to head to other schools. If this sounds like chaos, well, wait a minute. Another storm is surely on the way. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com. And follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.